If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Desiree Ofori Podcast. My name is Desiree. And I am so glad that you're here. If this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you are returning, welcome back. How you doing, fam? Once you listen, you are automatically inducted into the family. So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. So today's episode, I'm going to be just blunt and straightforward. This is not for everybody, okay? This episode is not for everybody. I am talking to a specific woman, a woman who is a Christian, who believes in God, who is not just a woman of faith, but is like, I am a child of God. I follow the will of God for my life. I am determined to do what the word says that I should do. I am living a lifestyle that I'm not going back and forth on, like, do I want to do new age? Do I want to follow the world and do what everybody in society is doing? Or do I want to stand firm in what God is leading me and guiding me to do, and confirmations and revelations? And like, God is clearly speaking on me and speaking to me to do certain things. And it may not be popular, but I really want to stick with what God is telling me to do. I believe in Jesus Christ. He died for my sins and he rose again on the third day, and he will come back for me one day. Like, you're in that boat. This is for you. If you're on the other side and you're like, I don't know about all of that, then you know what? You can go ahead and continue to listen. I'm not going to say don't listen. Continue to listen. It might water a seed that's already been planted in you, and there may be some curiosity. You might even be confused, like, I don't know, why can't I do one or the other? This might bring some clarity for you, and I would very much encourage you to pray to God and ask him, like, I heard this, I'm not sure what she's saying, I'm still confused. Like, God, Jehovah, Yahweh, can you give me some guidance? Can you give me some clarity and make it clear for me? And so that I can be not wishy-washy and I can stand firm and confident, and that I have peace with it. Like, God, just show me the way. And if you have more questions, I will say that I'm open to answer questions as best as I can. But this message today is definitely for the woman who is confident and knows where she's supposed to be, what she's supposed to be doing. And she's been tiptoeing around it and nervous and afraid of being either canceled, being misunderstood, being seen as crazy, being seen as radical, being seen as like you're trying to niche down too much. If you're like a content creator or a businesswoman, like, this is for you. Today's episode is for you. So I'll give you a little backstory. When I was trying to get pregnant with my first son, I had an Instagram, a main page, but then I started a second page called Journey to Mommyland. When I started that page, I don't think I said anything about God or anything. It was just like, I just want to connect with other women and find a support system and learn about trying to conceive, join the TTC community. And I just wanted to learn as much as I can without everybody and their mother knowing that I was trying to conceive and what we were trying to do. I didn't want everybody in our business, but I still wanted to find connection. And I felt at the time the best way was through Instagram, because back then, like, it was easy to find and build community and just, you know, learn whatever it is that you're interested in. And so I did that. I was anonymous. I don't think I ever showed pictures of myself in the beginning. I just wanted to just be like an anonymous person, unknown, and share. And then as time went on, I started to gain friends and meet different people from different backgrounds and lifestyles. And I just became like connected with them in not in a like spiritual way or like in a Christian or faith-based way. It was just like, we are women. This is our common thing. We are women. We are trying to have a baby. Some of us are dealing with infertility. Some of us are trying for the first time. We have lots of questions and we just want to support each other. And that's purely how it started with me. And then eventually I decided to start a blog. Well, I started as Journey to Mommyland and then I switched it to Sincerely Mrs. Mommy. Was kind of confused, like, should I bring in faith or should I not? And so as I started to switch over from Sincerely Mrs. Mommy and now get into just being Desiree Ofori, I really wanted to stand in my truth, the truth that God is King. He is the Lord of Lords. And I really wanted to help women to, as I say, embrace a lifestyle of confidence in both faith. But now, the last couple of years, especially the last few months and the last few weeks, God has really been pressing it on my heart, the necessity to be specific in who I'm trying to reach and who this message is for and what I stand for. At the time of this recording, today is March 14th, and when I wrote this in my journal, it was March 10th. It says, earlier this week, God said, there's enough people being ambiguous in their faith when it comes to their business and platform. Those who are seeking Christians and believers of God to connect with and glean from can't find you. Be the light. And so when I kept hearing that word ambiguous, I know what ambiguous means. When I think of ambiguous, I often think of like race. Like you will see like an ambiguous model. You're like, I'm not sure if they're black, if they're Spanish, if they're white. They can just blend in and be, you know, literally almost anything. And they just, you know, fit in because they could be anything. And even like with cartoons and stuff, like, oh, this character is ambiguous. You don't know if they're black, white, or whatever. They're just, you know, they can just fit in. They can just kind of blend and move in whichever way and appeal to many, many people. But I was like, I feel like I need to go look up what the meaning of ambiguous is. So I looked it up and there were three definitions underneath the word. And when I read these, I was like, it felt like a punch in my gut and like, ooh, okay. All right. I got you, Lord. I got it. So ambiguous. The first definition says, open to more than one interpretation, having a double meaning. I'll read that again. Unclear or inexact because a choice between alternatives has not been made. Definition 3. Incapable of being understood in two or more possible senses or ways. Incapable of being understood in two or more possible senses or ways. And what stood out to me is that people need to know clearly what you stand for. You got to stop being ambiguous. Don't worry about the niche. When I talk about niche, that's usually like content creator business lingo where they're like, you got to pick a category. You got to pick a type of people that you want to reach and you got to stick to that subject. So a big broad niche would be like, I want to speak to women. Okay. Narrowing it down would be, I want to speak to women of faith. Narrowing that more down would be, I want to speak to Christian women, women who believe in God. And then narrowing that even more would be, I want to speak to and reach Christian women who are struggling in their confidence and are struggling in their faith. They believe God, they believe in God, but they are struggling with having that complete trust that God can do anything. Ephesians 3:20 says, God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Like, that they want that, but they are struggling. And I feel, and I've known for a long time, that is who I'm supposed to talk to. But I was so afraid of niching down and being pinpointed to being like, you're only speaking to Christian women. You're leaving everybody out. Which is not true. It's not true. And that's something like I was telling a friend, a new friend yesterday, we met up and I was telling her a lot of the lies that the enemy tells us is basically reverse psychology. He is taking the truth and twisting it and making it into a lie. So me speaking to Christian women is going to make a change because once I speak to them and anybody else who hears what I have to say, they are going to be quickened in their spirit. They are going to be triggered to think, maybe I need to go a little bit deeper in my faith. Maybe I need to go in my Bible and see what she's talking about. Maybe I need to go and seek God. Maybe I need to even learn who is this God that she's talking about? What is this faith that she's talking about? It's a little bit more than just I'm going to be positive and I'm going to think positive. Like she's bringing in some extra things. She's talking about some things that I've never told anybody before. She's bringing up some experiences that I didn't think anybody could relate to. And here she is talking about it. Here she is talking to the issue that I'm having that I said nothing to anybody about. And for some reason, I'm listening to her. And then all of a sudden, I'm beginning to get confirmation and more revelations in my life regarding that conversation that I listen to her have or that I had with her. There are women, Christian ladies, who are hungry and seeking for truth. They are stuck in this is my truth, but not learning and understanding what the truth is and knowing that the truth will become their truth that will transform and change their lives radically. And the more that we keep being ambiguous about who we serve and what we stand for, those women who are seeking us out are never going to find us because they're just going to think, oh, she's just another positive person. How sweet of her. I don't know that she would really get me. When all along, you're exactly the person who would get them and exactly the person that they need to be in connection with, exactly the person that they need to be in business with, exactly the persons whose Instagram or YouTube or podcast or whatever it is that they need to be a part of. You're the exact woman who they need to embrace, you know, and get into community with. You're the exact type of woman that they need to be coached by. You're that woman. And they can't find you because you're being ambiguous. We have to stop being ambiguous. We need to be clear about what we do, who we serve, and what we stand for. And on here, I have in the journal, I said, people and women are seeking truth. They don't always know that what they are seeking is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Your yes to something is going to be a no to something else. And if you are saying yes to, you know, the world's ways, you know, how society is right now and anything goes and we're so inclusive to everything and anything, you're saying no to the standards and the morals and the commandments that God has set for you. And these morals and standards and commandments that God has set for you, it's not to harm you. That's what the enemy wants you to think. That's what the world wants you to think. Like, oh, you're so strict, you're so stiff. These things are keeping me safe. They're put in place for a reason, to guide me. When I follow these directives from God, when He places something in my heart and tells me to do something and I don't do it, I miss out. I'm missing out. When I do what He tells me to do, I gain so much more. Listen, these last, I want to say, how old is my son? I would say the last 7 to 8 years, God has stripped me of so much because God is calling me to make Him first. All of those other things become idols, but God said, you shall have no idols. I am the God. I am the only God. And when you trust me, when you come in relationship with me, when you listen to me, when you do as I tell you, my will for you is so much more than you could ever think or imagine. It's so much deeper than the surface level stuff that you're seeing everybody else do. He's calling you higher. He's calling you to be set apart. And that's what he's done to me in the last few years. And I tell you what, that's where that bold faith came from. Sometimes I do struggle, like, I don't know, my hands get itchy, I want to have control, I want to do whatever I want to do, because I see Sally, Jane, and Sue doing this thing and making it happen, it's worked for them, and I'm like, well, I mean, it can't be that bad. If it's working for all of them, it could work for me, so let me go ahead and try it, knowing that God has told me to do something else. I am delaying the process. I'm delaying the promise that God has for me. So I got to step in and do what he's called me to do. And I got to step in and be who he's called me to be. And I got to step in and reach the ones that he's called me to reach. And I'm encouraging you, pick God all day, every day. You cannot go wrong with choosing him and choosing his way and standing firm in your beliefs. Everybody else, the way I see it, everybody else is confident or, you know, showing. Whether they're truly confident or not, they are displaying that they are confident and full of pride in whatever they stand for that is not of God. So if they can do it, why can't you? Regardless of how bad people have talked about God or how bad people have talked about Christians, yeah, there are bad examples. There are amazing Christians, and there are some Christians also who are not so great. They need an attitude adjustment. They need God to really do some work in them. They might be new to the faith. They may be old to the faith. They may have got caught up in the world's way, caught up in their flesh. And when I say their flesh, in what their mind tells them to do and what their emotions are telling them to do. They're letting their emotions rule them. They're letting their mind rule them instead of letting God rule them, instead of letting God direct them and the Holy Spirit guide them. They're operating out of their own desires. And that's a human nature. Whether you're a Christian, Muslim, Catholic, Buddhist, whatever, that's a human nature. That's that ego that says, I'm prideful. I do what I want. They did me wrong. I'm going to do them wrong. I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to gossip. That's a human thing. So that has nothing to do with God. That's a human thing. But when you decide to really give God your life, and when I say give God your life, let that ego to the side and let God be forefront and be the driver instead of your ego. That's when you treat people right. That's when you treat people with love and kindness, and you can love like God and you can serve like God would serve. Servant leadership. A lot of things right now is like, if it don't serve me, I'm not going to do it. If it don't serve me, it's not mutually beneficial for me. I'm not going to be a part of it. That's self-serving. That is not of God. God calls us to be servant leaders. We lead and we serve. The enemy can give you things. He can make things happen for you. Yeah, he can. But what's the sacrifice? Is it worth your soul? What are you going to have to sacrifice in order to have that? When you do things God's way, yeah, you may have some challenges. Yeah, you may have some complications. Yeah, it's not going to be easy breezy, but it is easier with God, knowing like, I don't know what's going on right now. My life feels like it's upside down, but I'm going to trust God. I'm going to put my faith in God. I'm going to do it God's way. And I'm going to trust that he's going to take this and use this. And it's not for nothing. He's going to use everything, every mistake, every challenge, every obstacle, every downfall that I've had, every low point. He's going to be able to use all of that and bring it for his glory. And when he brings it for his glory, it's not going to just bring it to his glory, because he deserves the glory. Some people might think, oh, it's all for his glory. Oh, he's a selfish God. No, he deserves it. He created you. He brought you through so many things. He made things happen that you know of and things that you don't know of. He deserves it. So yeah, he deserves the glory. But when he gets the glory, it's not just for him. He allows you to reap the benefits of that. You are under his glory. You are under his protection. You are under his covering. He's got you. I made a new art print that says, sis, God's got you covered. And I made another art print that says, she believed she could, and so she did. And that, I'm basing that off of the word. Luke 1:45, blessed is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. I believe that I can. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And because I believe that he will fulfill every promise that he has for me, then when I believe I can, I will. And I will make it happen because God is with me. I want to share one more part from my journal that says, People are dying physically and spiritually because they lack the truth. They lack examples of people who are truly following God and living in righteousness. Sis, if this message was for you, you know the way. You know it. How many more will you allow to die because of your silence? How many more are you going to allow to struggle because of your silence? How many more are you going to leave stranded, trying to find somebody to look up to have a mentor, to have somebody, not somebody that's perfect, but somebody who is in perfect pursuit towards God, who is trying to do things God's way and follow his direction and follow his will for their life? Somebody is looking for an example, a godly example, a holy and righteous example, not somebody who is full of themselves, not somebody who's just going to be throwing scriptures down their throat. They're looking for an everyday person, not just another, you know, internet evangelist. They're looking for a person in their everyday life who they can call up, who they can watch and be like, you know what? I love the life that she lives. And I know she's living that life that she's living because she's following God. Sis, how can I come alongside you? How can I learn? How can I do better? They're looking for examples. You're the big sister that somebody's waiting for that they never had. You're the mom that somebody is looking for that they never had. You're the grandmother that somebody is looking for that they never had. A woman of truth, a woman of dignity, a woman of honor. It's time for you to stand in position. God is saying, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. The time is now. He is with you. So ladies, sis, if this was for you and you're feeling like, oh, she was talking to me, or oh, this is something I've been feeling God telling me and I wasn't sure about it, this is it. This is for you. And if you are in that boat, like I talked about earlier, who is confused and not sure, I strongly again encourage you. As a matter of fact, let me pray for you right now. I'm going to pray for all of us and then we'll end. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to even have this platform, to have a podcast, to be able to speak to so many women across the world from different faiths, different backgrounds, different situations, different circumstances, Lord God, I am able to still reach them. And I pray, Lord God, that even though I am speaking, I pray, Lord God, that everything that I said is in alignment with what you want spoken to their heart, to their spirit, and that it connects with them. I pray, Lord God, for the woman who is confused, who's not sure, who's like, I've heard of God, I've heard of Christianity, I've tried it before, it wasn't for me, I have church hurt, I've seen how people, how Christians treat other people. They don't do anything that I want. I don't want to be part of that. I pray, Lord God, that you will make an awakening and that you will show them new examples, better examples that will show them the light of who you are, that examples that will convict them and turn their hearts to turn their face towards you. Like, you know what? Let me give him another chance because they weren't a great example. And this girl is saying that that's not a reflection of God. It's not a true reflection of God. Let me see what this God is really about. If that ain't him, let me see what he's really about. And so I pray, Lord God, that you would speak to her heart, speak within her, in her dreams, Lord God, bring people to her, bring conversations as she's flipping and scrolling through social media, bring the content that speaks on this, that will encourage her to seek you and find you and to learn more about you, to give you another chance. You've been waiting for her and you're calling her. She's listening to this. It's because you're calling her. And this is a sign that you're reaching out to her. So help her, Lord God, have the confidence and the boldness and the security to reach back. Even if it's still like, not sure, I'm just a little curious. As she reaches out, reach back, Lord God, and pull her out. And I pray, Lord God, for the woman of faith, the woman of God, the woman who says, God is my God. The Lord is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. I am wanting to be led by the Holy Spirit. God is my CEO. I pray, Lord God, for her that whatever she is going through right now that has caused her to go back and forth and not sure about which way she wants to do and feeling like if I say who I am and who I serve, then I'm going to lose customers. I'm going to lose followers. I'm going to lose influence. I'm going to lose my title, Lord God. If you want her to be bold and confident, as I know that you want her to do, show her how to do that in the most effective way, not in a way that's going to bulldoze and run people away, Lord God, but in a way that's going to encourage and entice people to want to know, like, what's going on over here? What's she got to say? What is she doing? Oh, I could do business with her. I can rock with her. I can listen to her. I could connect with her because she believes in God. And not only does she believe in the one true God, but she is following his way. And her life is an example. Her life is a display of it. I don't just feel encouraged or something a little bit more about her than just being inspired and encouraged. I feel uplifted and I feel like my life wants to transform because the words that she speaks, and they're words that are from God. They're not words from her ego. They're not words from her head. They're words that are led by God. And so I pray, God, that you would give her the confidence to do that, to be that woman, to be the woman that other women are seeking for and searching for, Lord God. I know how much it feels so good when I find somebody who truly believes in you, who is truly trying to walk this walk, who is trying to live this life of faith and obedience to you. It is so encouraging and it's so uplifting. And it feels like, oh, finally, another one that I could link with, that I could glean from, that I could learn from. Because Holy Spirit, you don't just speak and guide just the ministers on the pulpit. You speak and guide the saints in the pews as well. You are there for us and you are covering us and you are listening to us and you are watching us and you are calling us. And those of us who you are calling to speak up, to stand firm in who we are and whose we are, I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to just uplift us and encourage us and build us up and give us that confidence to remind us any lies that the enemy speaks. That's reverse psychology. That we'll remember whatever lie, whatever he speaks in our head, any doubt, any fear, to think the opposite, because the opposite is the truth. The lies that say that we are nothing, that we're not good enough, we don't know enough, that we are not influential enough, we don't have enough to offer, we don't have enough experience. The opposite is true, because when we link with you, we are more than enough. We are more than conquerors, your word says. So I thank you, God, for speaking life into us. And I thank you, Lord, for guiding me in this way. It's been a road. It's been a road, but I'm here and I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to do what it takes, because I don't want any other sis to feel alone. I don't want any other sis to feel like she's dying and doesn't have any hope. Whether I have the answers or not, I know I won't have all the answers, but I have whatever you want to give me, I will give it to them. So I thank you, Lord, for all of these things, and let it be so in your name. Amen. Okay, one more thing before you go. If you found any value to this episode, please don't just keep it to yourself, girl. Spread the word. You never know who needs it too. So what you can do is screenshot this episode and post it to social media. Don't forget to tag me at Desiree Ofori. You can share the link with someone special or give us a rating and review on Spotify or Apple iTunes. Like I said, you just never know who else needs this. So thanks so much for your support. And until next time, be blessed.